three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show, Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Greenville and Spartanburg area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Greenville and Spartanburg are perfect markets for my system. And this week, I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your five-digit zip code to 82,000 right now, because this free ticket offer expires this Friday. Just text your zip code to 82,000.
Now that it's football season, tailgaters know that Christopher Trucks is your source for RV maintenance, service, and repairs. They have a state-of-the-art Hunter all-wheel alignment machine for your RV, and their factory-certified alignment specialists are experts in making sure your RV rides safely down the road. Fire up the grill, chill the drinks, and get your RV ready for tailgating with Christopher Trucks, 108 Harris Road, Piedmont, or call 269-2131 and ask for Brian or Jennifer.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar. We are back. You want to get in, you're welcome to 654-7627, 654-7627. Clemson basketball, more good news. Clemson has picked up a commitment from 2019 top 100 guard Alamir Dawes. I have not yet seen his film. I'll watch it maybe during the show, if not tonight. But Clemson has picked up another top-flight basketball commitment, top 100 rated. This is from Brandon Rank. 2019 guard Alamir Dawes has announced his commitment to Clemson on Thursday, four-star guard. So more good basketball news for Clemson. And, you know, you can see it starting to really roll for Brad Brownell. The entire program is sort of on fire right now, which is good to say. Back to the Northland Communication phone lines. Oh, before I do, let me tell you about Lakeside Lodge, Clemson. Lakeside Lodge, a new condo hotel under construction on Lake Hartwell. Pricing starts in the mid-200s. Financing's available. Highway 123, right across the lake from Clemson. Lakeside Lodge Clemson's a unique concept. Blends the ownership of condominium, the amenities of a resort, the ability for owners to generate income through a professionally managed short-term rental program. The resort will include lobby bar with food service, pool and hot tub, walking pass, fire pit, meeting space, fitness facilities, even a 50-yard football field for families to enjoy, expansive outdoor area for tailgating on game days. And Lakeside Lodge is going to have modified hotel services, such as housekeeping and maintenance, so owners can enjoy their time at their lake homes without the hassles and upkeep of even owning a home. How about that? That's what you get with Lakeside Lodge. And you're running out of opportunities. You have to act now. You can even rent part of your, you can even live in part of your unit if it's a 2 and 3 bedroom model and rent out part. How about that? Taj Boyd's leading the Lakeside Lodge Clemson sales effort. Taj works in the new sales office, 906 Tiger Boulevard, right next to Ruby Tuesday. Go see him. By the way, Ramona, I already have people designing shirts for the Cornbread Corners.
Really? Yeah.
Brian. I think it was Brian on Twitter. Was it Brian? I think it was Brian.
You're kidding.
Yeah. Who's and people already saying they want to buy one. It was Brian.
Wow.
So, it's funny. Joe, how are you? Let me try again. I think you're going to have to put off, Ramona. Joe.
How's it going, Walt?
Hey, Joe. Appreciate you getting in.
That's great news. Hopefully it's a South Carolina product. I always want South Carolina players to stay in South Carolina. But I was going to ask you before I get to college football real quick, a little bit of NFL. Have you watched or paid attention to any of this Adidas agent trial at all?
Yeah, I'm following it. I'm not hanging on every word, you know. I'm not. It's not like the OJ trial, but yeah. I'm following it. Yeah. By the way, the Alamir Dawes kid is from Newark, New Jersey.
Okay. Well, it's still a good thing, you know, as far as talent coming to either one of the states, schools in the state. But I did find it interesting that Creighton was offering $100,000 for Bowen.
Yeah.
I'm like, if Creighton's doing it, and then one of the bag men basically for Adidas was saying, yeah, I was steering players all the time to Kansas. And I'm like, I wonder how that works. And then Bill Self, of course, says, you know, I know nothing about this. And the Adidas guy says, of course, he knew nothing. But I steered, 10, 15 kids towards Kansas way, it kind of makes you wonder. It makes you wonder about a lot of the kids leaving this state and some other things, too.
Oh, sure. Look, not just, and by the way, Joe, not just $100,000 in the Creighton story, allegedly two high-paying jobs, which were being offered to the family as well. So, yeah, I mean, you're 100% right. I mean, look, this is something I've tried to suggest forever. You can't evaluate these college coaches in a vacuum. You can't just look at them and say, just flat out, well, they either win or lose, and they're either good or they suck. No, because there are a lot of these guys who are doing it the right way who are suffering in comparison because they're not paying these players hundreds of thousands of dollars. So it's not, listen, if a place like Louisville, for example, is paying players or offering players a lot of money to come to school there, and you're playing Louisville and you lose to Rick Pitino, is he a better coach than you are? Of course not. He's not a better coach. You know, so this is the dilemma in terms of the entire college basketball landscape.
I'm just glad it's going to be on public record. It's going to be legal, and it's not going to be hearsay. You know, we're finally going to see this for what it is. I think the sport's compromised personally. I think people keep wanting to ignore it, but it's true. And we'll find out what's going to go on. And but as far as the college football and a little bit of NFL, if somehow a miracle happens well and we beat Texas A&M, I think that's a big step forward. We've lost four straight. It would help the season tremendously if that happens. And if Bentley has any competitive bone in his body, he'll play better than he has been. I mean, there's no question. If you're a competitor, you don't let your backup up show you the week before.
Yeah, I think
you played well against these guys before.
Yeah, I think that's definitely a factor in this situation. Bentley not only wants to play, but he wants to play more than ever now, based on the fact Scarnecchia played pretty well in his absence. So, yeah, that's absolutely a factor. And again, Joe, look, the good news for you is you went to Kyle Field last year, and fundamentally you outplayed him. I saw the game. I thought South Carolina was the better team, and you sort of found a way to lose the game, or maybe they found a way to win. Whatever you want to say. I thought at least through three quarters it looked like South Carolina was getting the better of the play, and Bentley had a pretty big game. I think he threw for like 270 yards in Kyle Field. So,
and, we'll find out. I still kind of question the direction of the program a little bit, but real quick, this North Turner offense looks like the old offense in Carolina. I know we've had some banged up players, but when Cam Newton's basically throwing 200 yards a game, I don't know how we're 3-1, but, you know, it looks like the old offense. Well, nothing really has changed in my mind. I mean, McCaffrey's running 140 yards a game, but Cam looks about the same. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Joe. Well, you know, look, historically, what a Norv Turner offense meant was a vertical passing game. You know, I'm not sure that you necessarily have that. But, look, it doesn't happen overnight. And you're finding a way to win games, and that's really all you have to care about right now. You're finding a way to win, even if even if it means you have to kick a 70-yard field goal next game. Apparently, Graham Gano, the Panthers' best player, is up for it. So we'll
see. He's ready.
That's right. Apparently, Graham Gano has not missed a kick at Carolina since 2016. I remember when they used to crucify that guy. 33 straight kicks, including 63 yarders. Nothing. And we're not talking about kicks in Denver either. You know, we're not talking about kicks.
Why do you say that? What's the difference?
I don't count any kicks made in Denver.
Why?
Because it's a mile-high city.
Oh.
And, you know,
that
the ball
matters.
Oh, yeah. The ball travels way farther. It's true in baseball.
Oh, okay.
It's true in baseball, too.
Oh, I
don't count.
That.
Yeah, I don't count any of those Rocky home runs or any of that stuff. Nothing. Everything that happens in Denver stays in Denver.
That's a true statement.
Right. I don't count anything that happens in Denver when it comes to distance or any of that stuff. I mean, that's why most of the longest kicks that have ever been made, they've occurred in Denver.
I didn't realize
yeah.
that. Okay.
Tiny, how are you?
Doing great, guys. You know, all this hurricane stuff, you know, prayers go out to, obviously, the folks down towards the Gulf Coast.
Yeah.
But in this nasty stuff this morning, today should be a state holiday. It's the opening day for guns for deer season. You have a primitive weapon season, an archery season, but today everybody gets to use their rifles. So for all of you that live out in the country, if it sounds like the 4th of July Saturday, that's why.
Great.
hey, this is Cornbread's Corner with Tiny. And now, so we're looking for 4th of July on Saturday, Tiny. And then the other thing is this. What exactly, here's my question, just based on what you just said. What exactly is categorized or encompassed under primitive weapons?
Yeah.
Primitive weapons would be a bow and arrow or a muzzle loader. So basically, you got to put your loincloth on.
Yeah.
Got to get up real
it's
close.
It's anything, you know, not a modern weapon.
Yeah.
You got to be a lot closer to them. That's right. Make sure you don't use your wife's shampoo.
Yeah. So is anything? So I knew that included a bow, but is. Does that include really anything? I mean,
a knife, hand-to-hand combat.
Right.
There you go.
A knife, hand-to-hand combat.
A slingshot.
Yeah, slingshot. A slingshot was what I was thinking of. So if you're game enough, you can try anything under. Now, does the primitive weapon thing require a license? Or if you want to go kill a deer with a slingshot, you can just go do it?
It requires a license. But I tell you how important the gun season is. There's a guy named David Coffey out of Greenville, South Carolina. He's on the South Carolina Deer Hunters page on Facebook. He braved the hurricane conditions this morning just because it was opening day of guns and actually wound up harvesting a nice 8-pointer. In the rain and the wind.
Yeah, he's lucky he wasn't the one harvested.
Oh, you ain't kidding. And you know, I grew up in a family. My father always bought everything for us from the Army-Navy store. So we had ponchos, Vietnam-era ponchos. Those things don't breathe at all. It's a one-man sauna. And I promise you, you only wore that thing as long as you had to.
That's hysterical. Vietnam-era ponchos. You know, we used to get the Army-Navy stuff, too. My father bought all that
stuff,
too.
Well, I'm going to drop one last bit of knowledge on you guys. There's a guy named Casey Ashley. He's from Donald, South Carolina. He's a Bassmasters angler from our area. He does very well through 10 tournaments this year. He's ranked 16th with 644 points in the tournament. They get points for catching various fish and various weights and releasing them live and things of this nature. And I just, you know, wanted to give a shout out to a local guy on the national Bassmaster scene.
Yeah, absolutely. How about that? That's tremendous. We appreciate it, Tiny. Great update, Tiny. Thank you very much in the Cornbread Corner segment. Thank you, Tiny. You know, it's fascinating. So, hey, Ramona, do you remember... Do you remember when we had that the Bassmasters here, I think is what it was, and I don't know how many years ago this was. I have, like, no sense of time. It was like, a long time ago now. But do you remember that weren't they, like, taking the fish to be weighed, like, 45 minutes away?
Yes.
And
yes.
That's the part I couldn't figure out.
Yeah. Yes.
They were taking them,
that's
like,
right, they were. I
like,
remember that.
Like 45 minutes away to get them weighed.
Yeah.
That doesn't seem like your best effort to preserve the live fish.
No, it doesn't.
No.
It doesn't
no.
at all.
I think, you know, I get the live wells and everything else. I get it. Trust me. My brother fished in lots of those tournaments. We'll take a quick break here. We're up against it. We'll get to your calls on the other side. You want to get in? 654-7627. 654-7627. These texts will come in. We'll be right back.
Buying a mattress can be a difficult process, but that can all change with one visit to Engineered Sleep. They are a mattress manufacturer that opened their doors to the public. You get factory direct pricing, a mattress made just for you, and free delivery all over the upstate. Your mattress will be made and delivered within 1 to 5 days. It is always great to buy local, but when you buy from Engineered Sleep, you are truly buying from the best. Their showroom at 627 Congaree Road in Greenville is open Monday through Saturday. Sleep like a champion with your Engineered Sleep.
This fall, the temperature may be dropping, but the Cooper Take the Money and Ride promotion is just heating up. From October 1st to October 31st, you can claim a Cooper Tires prepaid virtual account or card worth up to $100 when you buy a new set of 4 qualifying tires. Choose from great options like the long-lasting CS5 Grand Touring, the durable Discoverer AT3 family of tires, or many other reliable Cooper tires. Learn more at CooperTires.com and stop by at Pendleton Tire, 906 South Mechanic Street.
Unfiled tax returns, payroll tax problems, IRS levies, liens, garnishments, audits. Call the local lawyer who looks out for you and will get the result you deserve. David Green at the Green Law Firm. Call for a free strategy session at 271-7940.
Zero Res is the answer to cleaning at its finest with no harsh chemicals. No residue, safe from toxins, and your carpet, upholstery, tile, and grout will stay cleaner longer. Spell it forwards or backwards, it's the right way to clean. ZeroResGreenville.com.
Hey guys, have you ever thought about betting on sports? Now's the perfect time to try, and MyBookie is the perfect place. You don't even have to leave your couch. MyBookie has a reputation for one-on-one customer service, great bonuses, and fast payouts when you win. Want to turn a little cash into a lot? Try a 3-team parlay. Game already started before you can get a bet down? No problem. MyBookie offers live in-game betting on every major sport. There's literally no better time to sign up for MyBookie. We've got NFL, college football, MLB playoffs, and primetime fights. Even NBA and college basketball tip off soon. Go to MyBookie today to take advantage of our limited time 100% deposit bonus before it's too late. That's right, deposit today using promo code RADIO, and we'll double your money up to $1,000. Just use promo code RADIO when you register. Check out MyBookie online today.
No deposit necessary. Terms, conditions apply. For entertainment purposes only, void where prohibited.
You've heard talk about Harbin Lumber's strong customer service and elite customer support. They know that time is make or break for you contractors and handymen. Harbin Lumber will walk you through the project from start to finish, providing your order in full and on time. Harbin Lumber will partner with you and find solutions that will not create costly issues and problems later. Call today at 353-5053. That's 353-5053. Harbin Lumber Company. All they need is an opportunity. They will earn the rest.
Local Q will make your next event one to remember. Let us bring the Q to you, offering full-service catering functions or drop-off self-service events. We'll bring our famous barbecue to you and help you kick off the fun with cornhole, giant Jenga, or some classic board games. When you want to make it a party, Local Q is what you do. Learn more now online at localq.com. Beer, barbecue, and board games. It all comes together with Local Q.
Have you noticed a construction next to Hendrick Honda Easley? That's because they're expanding. Thanks to their amazing family of clients, the demand for Hondas continues to increase. They have the make, model, and color you want. always in stock and ready to test drive for our customers. The 2019 Hondas are arriving. Experience the world-class difference at Hendrick Honda Easily. Check out their vast inventory at ilovehendrickhondaeasily.com. That's ilovehendrickhondaeasily.com.
Fall for us means pumpkins. It's pumpkin season. It's really been a blessing to me to get to have this experience on the farm and to get to work with Ingalls, because Ingalls has provided us as farmers an opportunity to work with our family that we otherwise wouldn't have.
This week at Ingalls, Bartlett Red or Bosque Washington State pears, $1.48 a pound. Select variety 7 or 8 ounce Kraft cheese chunks or shreds, 2 for $4. And select varieties 24 ounce Prego pasta sauce, also 2 for $4. Ingalls, low prices, love the savings.
No one's better than Walt Daptula. Just ask him. It's Road Rage on 105.5 The Roar.
Think of it as a cleansing of the mind.
Now back to Walt and Ramona.
Walt Daptula, Road Rage, we're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. We are back. Brian from Central writes in the text line. He wasn't even being serious when he set up that show. Yeah, I knew them, Brian. We were all good. But other people have jumped aboard your idea. You know, I think Reynolds Dean has been instrumental in some of this recruiting for Clemson as well. And, you know, I watched the film of Alamir Dawes during the break. Well, I watched highlight film. Which is not the same as watching film of him, but I mean, you can ascertain certain things. He's an interesting player. I think he's what you'd think of as sort of a combo guard in today's game. He has the ability, like Reed, to get to the basket. He's not quite as explosive as Reed, but he has a better handle than Reed. And so, When you have control of the basketball, it helps you get where you want to go. And he finishes in traffic. He can also pass the ball off the bounce, which is a really good trait. He has a pull-up game. He can finish with either hand around the rim. I don't know about his range. There's not a lot here. He pushes his jump shot a little bit. The release is a little bit low, but there are a lot of things to like about the kid's game. He seems to play with a real high basketball IQ as well. So those are some of my early reads on him. And so he's a really nice acquisition. So Clemson basketball continuing to get it done with the commitment of 2019 guard Alamir Dawes. Back to the Northland Communication Phone Lines. Oh, before we do, let me tell you about my friends at First Class Halt. Halt's an acronym. It stands for Honda, Acura, Lexus, Toyota. They have all sorts of specials right now, including $100 off on a timing belt special. So if it's coming due, don't fool around with that. That can mean the end of your engine. Do you know whether your vehicle even has a timing belt? Chances are that it does. Get it replaced. And I don't know what your schedule replacement is on it. 40,000, 50,000, 60,000. I'm not sure, but find out. And if it's getting to be time, take advantage of that special. You don't want to push that thing too close to the line either. And by the way, you listen to some of the reviews. They're unbelievable. This is my favorite, Ramona. I've been using First Class Halt since Mark opened his first location in Greenville. I now use the Anderson location. I get the same excellent service from Greg and Chris. They never try to sell me on a service that I don't need and always give me a heads up so I'll know what to expect for repairs down the road. They've always been honest, always do a great job on my truck. Every time I've had to purchase a new vehicle, I only choose between Honda or Toyota brands because I know that I will have honest people I can take my vehicle to.
How about that?
This is the most amazing review ever. Because you have a gentleman here who is purchasing his vehicles based on the quality of service he can get on them. And so he is opting for only Hondas or Toyotas because he knows he has people he can trust to work on it. How about that? Free roadside assistance, free shuttle to get you back and forth from the shop during your service, Hunter machinery, including a $75,000 Hunter laser alignment machine, a 3-year, 36-month nation-mile warranty on all FCH work, and they only hire the best. Their team, for example, the Anderson team, Greg, over 25 years experience with Lexus, Steve has over 35 years with Honda and Acura. You're getting specialists with first-class haul, the best in the industry. Call them today. Get in, set up your appointment. In Anderson, it's 260-9600, 260-9600. In Greenville, it's 297-1212, 297-1212. In either case, tell them I sent you. You'll thank me later. To the Northline Communication phone lines, it's Lyle and then William. Lyle, how are you?
Hey, Walt. I'm doing okay. How about you?
Good, Lyle. Appreciate you getting in.
I wanted to weigh in on Cornbread's Corner. I listened to his call last week when he wondered why there weren't so many people calling, talking about outdoor sports such as hunting and all that stuff.
Right.
And to a degree, he's right, and I'll tell you why I think so. My dad was 91 years old when he passed away 2.5 years ago. He grew up during the Great Depression, and he learned to rabbit hunt when he was a little boy. And up until sometime in the 90s, he loved to rabbit hunt. He and one of his best friends, they had a pack of beagles. My dad kept them, and the friend in return provided dog food for him and all this kind of stuff. But they eventually got out of the joy of doing it. And the simple, well, there were several reasons, but two of the reasons were the fact that, number one, foxes were breeding like crazy and were killing a lot of the rabbits. But the second reason was because it was getting harder and harder to find places to hunt because of the expansion of all the homes that were coming about in this area in Greenville. And it was just getting harder and harder for them to find rabbits and then for them to find a place to hunt. And I just wondered if that, I think that may be part of what's going on as far as Cornbread's concerns are, is it's just getting harder and harder to find places to hunt.
That could be. I mean, maybe development is part of it. And you know, you always have to find some sort of way to strike a balance there, but you may be onto something, Lyle.
Yep. I just know I was so shocked when my dad and his friend sold their beagles. They had about 10 or 12 beagles, and it was something my dad always loved, but both of them just got discouraged.
Well,
and I just wonder if that's not a part of it.
It may be part of it, Lyle. I appreciate the story, and I'm sorry for the loss of your dad.
Well, I'm him too, but you know what? I wouldn't have him back where he's at when he died, but I'd have him back a year before.
Yep. Thank you, Lyle.
He lived a good long life. He died at 91, and he knew the Lord, and that's all that matters.
There you go, Lyle. Thank you. Appreciate the call.
Thank you, Walt.
What are my chances of making it to 91, Ramona? Like zero. Like zero.
You don't know.
Yeah, no, they're like
modern
zero.
Medicine.
No, zero. None. Nada. Empty set.
You could always freeze yourself.
Yeah.
Like that dude.
Yeah, and then wait for some friggin' kook relative who wants to cut my head off later.
I saw a documentary on that, and it said
Ted Williams.
It said that the guys at the freezing place accidentally cut his head off. They forgot who they had him mismarked or something.
No, and that's so they, not right. That cannot be right.
Because
the guys at the freezing place Ted Williams mismarked and so inadvertently cut his head off.
Because the nephew that started it, he was upset because he wanted the whole body because, I mean, you can't come back as a head. Because when he died, when the nephew died, he did the same thing to himself. He had a self-poison. Not his head, his whole body and his head together.
So you hope to bring him back 100 years from now, and you bring him back, and you unthaw him, and you put him up in the plate, and you say, man, you don't hit like Ted Williams. He was known for his eye at the plate, his 10/20 vision.
Oh, yeah, I know.
His 10/20 vision. Man, you strike out a lot for Ted Williams.
That's what it said. That's what it said in the documentary.
Can you imagine?
Because the nephew was upset.
Can you imagine, seriously, if somebody was paid that
son
kind of,
or whatever. That he kind might of have been money. Son. I think it was his son.
for some sort of cryo process and
oh yeah,
and you,
I know.
And you didn't you know what, no offense, you cut Joe Smith's head off.
Yeah.
Well, we'll move him around a little bit. Joe Smith, you know, Hal Smith. No. You cut Ted Williams' head off.
I know.
Someone's gonna know.
I know. Discard the rest of him. Yeah, that's gonna stink. Yeah.
That's not good.
That's what it says. Due to a miscommunication.
A miscommunication, you cut Ted Williams' head off. Man. That's not good. There's no part of that that's good. Can you imagine having to relay that news?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Who's going to tell him? I'm not telling him. You
hey,
tell
honey,
him.
Honey, there are 17 calls from the cryo service on the answer machine.
Why? What do you think they would want?
Yeah, what do you think they want?
There hasn't been a cure or anything yet.
Call them up. Call them up. See what they want. So she calls up and then, you know, and then she has to relay the message. Oh.
We got rid of the body. It's not like you can reattach it. I guess they could keep both pieces and hope that comes up later in the future.
Yeah, you better sit down.
All that you went through to win the will and all that. Yeah, they fought with his sister, remember?
That's right.
All that family drama, and they ruined it.
Oh, man.
Well.
All right, back to the Northland Communication phone lines. William, how are you?
I'm good, Walt. How are you?
Good, William. Appreciate you getting in.
Oh, me. Georgia got their hands full this Saturday, I believe.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think the biggest thing that concerns me is, you know, LSU's got some monster cornerbacks.
Yep.
I mean, that one, he's like 6'3", 230. Is that right, Greedy Williams? And I know Devin White, I know he's a first rounder if I ever seen one.
Georgia's
offensive. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, White and Williams are both terrific players. I mean, you know, White is all over the field. I mean, he's just incredible.
But I mean, thank God for depth. I mean, our offensive linemen are falling like flies. You know, we lost another one last week. But thank God for depth. That's all I got to say. And I got one more thing I want your opinion on. Me and Mickey were talking the other day about how talented this Georgia team is right now.
Yeah.
He said, you better get them now. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because all they're going to do is get better and better. Is that your opinion, too?
It is.
But
yeah.
Anyway, I'm going to let you go. Thank
go ahead,
you.
William. Thank you. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, look, I said that before the year. You know, I thought if you were going to get Georgia, this was the year you had to get them. Because beyond this, I mean, the talent level is just exploding. So if you were ever going to get them, this was the year, and I think early in the year better than later. But look, the good news for LSU is that Georgia hasn't been challenged by anybody yet, and they're going to be challenged. This is not going to be an easy game. I've seen some of this stuff where Georgia fans think they'll win 37-14. That's not happening. You're winning 24-20. Or something like that. You know, it's going to be that type of game. It's going to be physical. It's going to be nasty. LSU's going to try and run it right at you, see if you can stop the run, and complement it with just enough burrows to be successful. In a way, look, both these teams are actually going to employ somewhat similar game plans. You know, I think it's going to be that type of game, sort of a back-to-basics, old SEC style of game, and in a wild environment in Baton Rouge. It's going to be incredible. I'm looking forward to it. But, yeah, there's no question that, you know, if you want to get Georgia, now is your best opportunity. Hey, Ramona, Dexter says, you know, that when they call, they said, good news, you're going to save 80% on cryo storage costs. That's hysterical. That's absolutely
hysterical.
You know
what they could have done? They could have just like, they could have got somebody else that wouldn't have got them in so much trouble and like put that body, but you can't get it back attached. That's the only problem.
Yeah. Man, Ted, you just can't hit anymore. Your eye's gone.
Well, it's not his eye. His eyes were perfect.
You don't have the same... You
can't swing the bat.
You don't have the same vision you once did, Ted. Let me... I'll tell you what. It's... who's first on the other side? It's Orange Crush and then Justin. Before we get a break... let me tell you about my friends at George Coleman Ford. Cars cost less than Trevor's Rest. That's a fact. There are never any dealer fees or storage fees never any dealer fees or service fees at Trevor's Rest. That was a Freudian slip. Never any dealer fees or service fees. That's just the way it is. I mean, go see George Coleman Ford. You know, not only are the vehicle, not only do they do an incredible job with pricing, I mean, some of the deals that they offer are just insanity. And it changes on a day-by-day, a week-by-week basis. So you have to find out. You have to be calling them. You have to be actively engaged and find out what's going on. But the good news is there are never any tack-on fees, never dealer fees, never service fees. And the people are just better. I mean, for 90 years, they've been doing it the right way, treating people the right way. That's what you get. This is what you get when you go read the reviews on Google or Yelp. People are talking about their service and how well they were treated. This has been true for 90 years. Kurt Shockley's been the service manager there for 23 years, treating people the right way. They know when you come in, whether you want your coffee black or whether you want popcorn with it, whatever. This, you don't get these kind of relationships everywhere, trust me. George Coleman Ford, go see him. You'll thank me later. On the other side, Orange Crush and Justice. Walt Tiptula Road Rage, quick break. We'll be right back.
Roosters Men's Grooming Center believes a man deserves a space of his own when it comes to grooming. Roosters offers the charm and comfort of a classic American barbershop, but updated to accommodate the 21st century man. Our professional stylists and barbers will make sure you receive the customized barbershop experience through classic haircuts, shaves, and products that reaffirm what it means to look and feel great. Roosters at the Plaza on Pelham. Book your appointment today at 884-8920.
Hey, Tiger fans, this is Taj Boyd with an update on Lakeside Lodge Clemson, Clemson's first condo hotel. Now under construction, Lakeside Lodge offers 1, 2, and 3-bedroom condos starting from the mid-200s. You can use it whenever you want and rent it when you're away. It's that easy. With top-notch amenities like housekeeping, food and beverage services, and lake access, Lakeside Lodge will provide the ultimate Clemson experience. Hurry, because these condos are selling fast. Come see me at our sales office at 906 Tiger Boulevard next to Ruby Tuesday.
It's fall, which means great football and terrific food at Four Paws American Pub in Clemson. Enjoy fresh local recipes while watching games on the TVs or relaxing with your pup on the dog-friendly patio. Now featuring special lunch items on weekdays and house-made seasonal recipes to pair with a frosty drink. Come to Four Paws, located on Highway 93 in front of the Courtyard Marriott, or call 654-5151 to order for carryout and tailgating. Tigers are making tracks to Four Paws.
I'm Kristen Bennett. The professionals at Bennett Equipment rent and sell Takuchi Compact Equipment at 3 upstate locations, Greenville, Spartanburg, and now in Seneca. Takuchi sets the industry standard for performance and reliability. Bennett also rents, sells, and services many other types of construction equipment with the service you expect and deserve. Call today, 864-277-7272, or visit us at BennettEquipment.net. And remember, if you need to rent it from Bennett.
Do you really know Joe? He may not be who you think he is, but he delivers consistent product, great hospitality, great atmosphere, great everything, and of course, great pizza. You see, Joe's New York Pizza, with locations in Seneca and Clemson, doesn't rely on some special gimmick of the month. Joe does great pizza, subs, and fresh salads made with fresh ingredients. That's who Joe is. You know him. He's all about the sauce. Joe's New York Pizza, Patrick Square in Clemson, and Seneca on Highway 123.
There is only one place just as excited as you are for football this year, and it's your favorite Clemson sports store, the Tiger Sports Shop. Come by and see us before the tailgate and make sure you're game day ready. The Tiger Sports Shop is the exclusive local Nike sideline apparel store that also features replica game day jerseys and Clemson Nike shoes. Locally owned and family operated, the Tiger Sports Shop is proud to be a part of your game day experience. Come by and see us at our newly renovated stores at 1102 Clemson Boulevard and College Avenue downtown.
Do you want bigger biceps? Do you want to increase your bench by 58 pounds in 6 weeks? Protein is not enough. 75 to 90% of your protein is wasted and not used for muscle building. Optinas works genetically to redirect protein to your muscles. Clinical trials showed a 12-time increase in arm size and 3-time increase in lean body mass compared to a placebo. Experience Optinas. Go to upstatemuscle.com. That's upstatemuscle.com.
Granger Nissan knows with football season comes tailgating, so make sure you have a reliable way to the big game. As a leader in the market with competitive inventory, you know that you'll be ready to tailgate this season. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the loved ones while on the road. You can drive your next tailgate vehicle with confidence and ease knowing all new vehicles have a lifetime powertrain warranty. So stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson at 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
Every year, WCCP gives you a chance to get our one-of-a-kind Tigers for Tatas wristband. All money goes to Dabo Swinney's All In Foundation, and you'll get your chance to grab a few and talk sports with Brad and Ben on October 18th. The press box will be hanging out at Locomart on Old Greenville Highway from 9 until noon. Locomart's teaming up with Tiger Moving Company to move some Tigers for Tatas wristbands. We'll have Papa John's Pizza and giveaways, too. Join us October 18th from 9 till noon at Locomart from 105.5 The Roar.
It's Road Rage with Walt Daptula on 105.5 The Roar.
He's disturbing the peace.
Back to Walt and Ramona.
Walt Daptula, Road Rage, we're WCCP, 105.5 The Roar. By the way, during the break, our friend Brandon from Krispy Kreme. Now, it's good to have friends in high places, Ramona. And what higher place is there than Brandon and Krispy Kreme and Anderson? Brought us by a care package of like New York Super Cheesecake Donut, Pumpkin Spice, Reese's, and the Monster Donut. There are like four different Halloween donuts that Michael Reese, our other friend from Krispy Kreme, sent us the other day on Twitter. You can get them all. And Anderson Spartanburg right now, go see Brandon and the gang at Anderson. Or if you're in the Spartanburg area, get to Spartanburg Krispy Kreme. You'll thank me later. All right, before we get going, and Orange Crush and Justin, I'm coming right to you. Let me tell you about Kiwi Financial Group. Greg Wales. Greg's a Clemson grad, class of 1990, not tied to any big box advising firm, which allows him to select the appropriate investments for every client without pushing any expensive proprietary products. They offer you a diverse group of financial solutions, including investments like stocks, bonds, mutual funds, alternative investments, insurance solutions like life, health, Medicare, disability, Social Security maximization planning. Don't fall for your benefits before you get a proper evaluation. Do you realize there's something like 400 different ways you can take your Social Security benefits? How would a layman know what to do? The answer is you wouldn't. Look, you've worked hard all your life. You've done the right things. You're approaching the golden years of your life. Do not blow it. Let an expert walk you through how to finish strong. Retirement income planning, same thing. You approach retirement, unsure how to structure your assets and your retirement income to make it last your lifetime. Greg Wales will help you. Estate planning solutions, college planning. We're on a mission to have a positive influence in our clients' lives. 402 Pendleton Road in Clemson, right next door to Max Drive-In. 864-654-5043, 864-654-5043, or toll free, 800-585-5816, 800-585-5816. You want to get in, 654-7627, now would be a good time. We'll get to the Carolina Lions Bank, you pick 'em games and some analysis. I also want to get to some NFL games, including the game Belichick was asked about, which we've already picked, by the way, early in the week. I need to see what that line has done. Orange Crush, how are you?
How you doing?
Good. Appreciate you getting in.
I'd like to get a hold of some of that stuff you guys are smoking, you know? No, I'm just in my basement. I'm painting. I'm doing a Clemson Tiger to hang up. But Hey, man, I enjoy your show.
Well, thank you.
It's about that. Yeah, my wife passed away in February.
I'm terribly sorry to hear that.
She was my Clemson buddy, you know. She'd always call me in the hospital, ask me the scores and stuff like that. But I'm still going. I went to the Syracuse game this year, and I'm still going to the games, everything getting out.
That's tremendous.
You guys are really, y'all are some mess, and you and Lamona both. I just sit and turn you on. You know, I'd rather watch, listen to you guys watch TV.
Well, thank you much, Orange Crush, and our condolences and thoughts and prayers on losing your wife.
Yeah, it's. You know, she was a Clemson fan. She loved Clemson, and she loved it. She just got sick, and it was unexpected and quick, but I guess that's life. But maybe you can give me a little lowdown on, you know, the chances of us, you know, getting into the Final Four. You know, I mean, maybe, you know, you can mention it in a little bit. Okay?
Yeah, sure. Absolutely, Will. Absolutely, Orange Crush.
In the playoffs, and I enjoy you guys. Okay,
thank you, Orange Crush. Thank you very much. Right. Well, look, I think Clemson's chances are very good. I mean, I think Clemson's chances are about as good as anybody's. You know, I think clearly this team is getting better. You know, it's a process as you work towards the end of the season. I don't think Clemson's played their best football yet. I think the Wake Forest game was clearly Clemson's most complete football game, but I don't think Clemson's come close to playing their best game yet, because I think there's another level offensively that Clemson has not reached yet, because Trevor Lawrence in the passing game is still in development. And as the weeks passed, I expect that to get better and better. So, you know, could Clemson lose a game to the schedule? Yeah, I mean, came dangerously close to losing to Syracuse and Texas A&M, so it's certainly possible. I mean, I still think the game to be most concerned about is the game at Boston College, even though Boston College doesn't look quite as they did early in the year, but. You know, they also have been without A.J. Dillon of late, which obviously changes who they are. You know, I still believe that, you know, had A.J. Dillon been available to them, there's no doubt in my mind they would have beaten NC State. I mean, they made that a competitive game. It wound up being 28-23, I think. And so I think that's the team that is of the most concern. But, I mean, I'm not picking any of those teams to beat Clemson right now. So I think Clemson's chances of making the playoffs are good. I mean, I don't know exactly, 55%, 60%, something like that. I mean, I probably about as high as anybody's. I mean, you know, maybe not named Alabama. Back to the Northland Communication phone lines. Justin, how are you?
Doing great, Walt. How are you?
Good, Justin. Welcome back.
A couple quick questions for you here before I dive in. You don't know who the Patriots are playing this weekend, do you?
No.
I mean, I listened to the Belichick tidbit, but I didn't get nothing out of it.
You know,
they're playing this weekend.
You know, Justin, I can tell you who the Patriots are playing. Producer Ramon, you know, I caught Producer Ramon in an awkward moment stuffing Anderson Krispy Kreme donuts.
You're playing for the top seed in the AFC with this game, that the stakes are that
big? I feel like we're playing Kansas City.
Does it seem like a higher stakes game than normal?
Feels like we're playing Kansas City.
Bill, with yesterday's practice, were you able to jump straight into game plan, or was maybe the focus more internal in terms of how you spent time in the field yesterday?
Yeah, but we're working on Kansas City.
Just a wild guess. I'm guessing it's Kansas City. We're not sure.
Okay, so they're playing the Packers. I got it.
Yeah.
But number two, I just wanted you to know I'm taking one for the team. I have put in and applied for my passport. I'm headed to Kenya. I'm going to learn all their tricks in and out of the game of mini golf. I will perfect it, and I'm going to come back and train the greatest American mini golf player you have ever laid eyes on.
Excellent. Excellent. That's what we're talking about.
Taking one for the team there.
Exactly.
Third question. I start Texas Tech's two of their wide receivers on my fantasy team. Should I have any concern about who is going to play quarterback tonight?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think it changes depending which one of those guys it is. So, and my guess is that it's going to be Duffy. I don't think you're going to get 500 yards passing with Duffy. I think that what you're more likely to get is like 250 passing and 100 rushing. So, yeah, I think to a degree.
Okay, because I mean, to this point in that system, it's kind of whoever plays quarterback throws for 5,000 yards and gets the ball all over the place. But I noticed the Duffy kid did run more against West Virginia, so curious there on that one.
Right. And here's the big one. Duffy gives them an interesting added dimension, but I don't think you're going to get the same productivity out of the passing game. So that'd be my guess.
All right. This is my last one, and I'll take this off air. Saturday, the LSU game was Tebow Day in the Swamp, and Tebow was there. He addressed the team before the game and addressed the team after the game, and he didn't have this fired-up player, you got 30 minutes for the rest of your life type talk when he was a Florida player.
So will they? So just to be clear, Justin, does that mean the Florida Gators team will now all play like bad minor league baseball players?
Well, which brings me to my next point. Tebow is, if he's not 30, he's about to turn 30.
Yeah.
Has he, in his mind, figured out, I'm not a professional baseball player. I now have ties to the head coach who is at the University
of Florida. No, Justin, he hasn't. You know why he hasn't? There's one simple reason why he hasn't given up the dream yet. And the simple reason is because he plays for the dumbest organization in all of sports, the New York Mets organization. And so the Mets may actually be just stupid enough at some point to put him in the starting lineup because, well, I mean, nobody. Nobody in the Mets.
Maybe in his mind, this isn't going to work. Let me go back to Florida Dan Mullen, which I know. No way.
Because with the Mets, you know, the dream's alive, you know, and from his standpoint, you know,
he could be scared of hand, foot, and mouth disease, though.
True. But look, he can look at it this way, Justin, is that, you know, he can look at the Mets starting lineup and say, yeah, I suck, but they all suck too. So, you know, there's a chance.
Put fans in the seat.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Until they watch them
have
play.
A good one, Walt. Appreciate your time, man.
Thank you, Justin. Thank you, Justin. You want to get in?
Hey, the one I was eating was called Monster Batter.
Monster Batter?
It's really good. I'm not really sure what's inside of it. It's good, though.
It was green on top, right?
Yeah, it's little sprinkles and has eyeballs. It has three eyeballs on each donut.
Yeah, they're
really good.
There are at least four Halloween donuts at Anderson Spartanburg Krispy Kreme. Back to Northland. Communication Flies. John, how are you?
I'm doing good, Walt. How you doing?
Good, John. Appreciate you getting in.
Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my call. I got a quarterback question for you, and my question is, Trevor Lawrence, he was the five-star recruit, number one player in the country. What about Tua? Was he, of course, he was a five-star, but what was he ranked coming out of high school? Do you happen to know that?
You mean in terms of the whole nation, whether he was the number one player or not?
Yeah, like how Trevor was the number one player in the country. Like, what about Tua? Was he was a five-star recruit. What was he ranked at nationally coming out of high school?
Yeah, he was a five-star player, John, but I don't remember off the top of my head whether he was the number one overall player or not. I'm not sure of that off the top of my head, but he was a five-star player.
With that, the next question would be, would you take, knowing what we know now from the play that we're seeing from Tua, and we haven't really seen the great play from Trevor yet, so there's still a lot of hype surrounding Trevor. Would you take Tua over Trevor, or what would be your pick at quarterback if both of the guys were true freshmen?
Well, look, I'm taking Tua over anybody. This is the way it is. I mean, look, right now, Baker Mayfield owns the all-time quarterback passing rating number of 198 or something. Tua is at 267 right now. No one has ever played the position collegiately like Tua is playing it. So, I mean, I would take Tua over anybody right now. But I also think this. You know, when you're talking about a young man like Trevor Lawrence, you're talking about somebody who's 6'5", 6'6". And it's my belief that that development takes longer to actually grow into that size. I mean, I think you come back and look at Trevor Lawrence 2 years from now, and he should be absolutely incredible. I mean, insanely good. So, you know.
Okay, so could there be some flaws in the way they – rank these players nationally coming out of high school, considering that Tua, you know, Tua wasn't the hot name, the number one player in the country like Trevor was, you know, and Tua is proving it instead of a lot of the hype that, you know, Trevor may be able to live up to that hype, but at the moment, you know, Tua was not mentioned nationally coming out of high school like Trevor was. Yeah. But yeah, he's outperforming all the five stars and anybody that we've ever seen before.
Yep. I'll answer the rest of that for you off the air, John, but that's a fair point. Good job. I appreciate the call. Texter wrote me that Tua was ranked 32 in the country. He looked it up. Now someone else is sending me a different ranking. I've seen one that says 32, one that says 53. I don't know what he was ranked. All I know is when I saw him last spring, I just thought he was as gifted as anybody had ever seen and started saying he's the best quarterback in Alabama football history. And I think that's playing out on the field. Walter to the Road Rage, quick break. We'll be right back.
Broadcasting from the safety of the Priority One Security Studios, we are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville, 105.5, The Roar.
It's bug time at Bojangles. For a limited time, get a Chicken Supreme snack with four Supremes and a made-from-scratch biscuit for just $3.99. Bojangles, it's bow time.
Book your next party at Carson Steakhouse in Anderson with a large private dining room to suit all of life's celebrations, corporate and social group events. Host a family or school reunion to remember. Book your reservation and they handle the rest. Double fried chicken wings, fresh baked yeast rolls, hand-cut steaks, grilled teriyaki salmon, and fresh strawberry shortcake, just to name a few delicious menu items. Make your reservation today. Call 226-9400. Again, that's 226-9400. Carson Steakhouse, Anderson.
You have cracks in your driveway, sidewalk, or settling pool decks? Why tear it out when you can lift it? Canty Foundation Specialists can raise concrete slabs back to its original position using our patented PolyLevel process. Call Canty today at 864-475-1671. Don't replace it, raise it. 475-1671, or visit us at cantyfoundationsc.com.
Big O Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram is your local family-owned automotive dealer in the upstate. Life, liberty, and happiness is what we're all about. Big O has a huge